Okay, friends, good to have you with us today. We welcome you in the Saviour's precious name. We're standing here in the top of Slieve Donner, the highest peak in Northern Ireland, and the view's just not what we hoped it might be. It's just clouds all around us and mist, but there's still a few sheep walking about that we can look at, and it's just nice to be here. Sense of achievement whenever you climb a mountain. It's our first time, we've never done it before, and it just reminds me, as I was thinking on the way up, I remember reading in the National Geographic quite a number of years ago the account of Edmund Hillary and a Sherpa Tenzing Norgay, the first people to climb Mount Everest, the first people to stand upon the top of the highest mountain peak on the world in the Himalayas. And whenever they interviewed Edmund Hillary after it, and they asked him, well, what was it like to be the first man to stand upon the highest mountain peak in the world, the first man to conquer Mount Everest? And he says, for about 10 minutes, there was a sense of great elation and great achievement and a real sense of exhilaration. And then I realized I had to come down again. And his heart kind of plummeted. There was a man who'd reached the top, but whenever he got to the top, there was very little there to satisfy. A sense of achievement for a few moments, and then this sense of deflation, I have to come down again. Back to planet Earth, back to real life, if you like. And I suppose we're all a little bit like that. Some of the great celebrities have said they made it to the top of the ladder, and when they got to the top, they discovered that there was really nothing there, and they had to come down again. But you know, the lovely thing about being a Christian is the Lord keeps you in the hollow of his hand, and he satisfies that longing that is within our hearts. In Hebrews chapter 7 and verse number 26, it speaks of our Lord Jesus Christ as being our high priest. The priest did two things primarily. He offered sacrifice for the sins of the people, and then he went into the holy place and he prayed for the people. And that's what our Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. On the cross, he offered one sacrifice for sins forever. And then having done that, he entered into heaven itself and sat down at the right hand of God by virtue of his own blood, now to appear in the presence of God for us. And we read in Hebrews chapter 7 and 26 that such an high priest became us. And that's an interesting phrase. It's more than just speaking of the incarnation, because yes, the Lord Jesus Christ became a man and became bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh and took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of sinful flesh and yet all the while remained sinless. But that phrase, such an high priest became us, literally means such an high priest suits us. Such an high priest fits us. If you get measured up for a suit and the tailor does a good job, somebody might say that becomes you. It's becoming of you, or it suits you, and that's why it's called a suit. And we can fill our lives with all sorts of different things. But the only person who can satisfy that longing within our lives is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one who suits us. He's the one who fits us. He's the one who becomes us. Some things don't fit us at all. Alcohol and drugs and all of those things that we put into our bodies, or some people put into their bodies to try to get that high, we were not made for those things. And then some things don't fit us just right. Some people get religious, they go to church, they get involved in a religious society, they try to live a moral life, and those things are fine in and of themselves, I suppose. But they don't fit us just right. There's still something missing. And the one thing that's missing is the Lord Jesus Christ. Whenever you put your faith and trust in him and you receive him into your heart and life as Saviour, he fills that emptiness, he fills that void. He becomes us. He fits us. He suits us. He fills, as one man said, that God-shaped vacuum inside of us that only God can fill. Edmund Hillary achieved a feat that nobody had ever done before. He stood upon Mount Everest, and then he realized he had to come down. That sense of achievement and happiness was only going to last a short time. So it was with Moses, as he was called the son of Pharaoh's daughter in Egypt. It says he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. And he went on to live a life of purpose and worth. I trust today that if you're low and you're discouraged and you're downcast, you'll come to trust in the Saviour and put your life in his hands. Thank you for listening. See you next time.